When saying I'm at Alice, just couldn't help but remembering 1 year, I'm guessing that we were learning Bava Basra that year, and Rosh Vajron came to speak. And when he got to speak, he, in his first 10 minutes, was deriding the fact that in the yeshivas, when you get to Agadita, it's Agadita, you just pass it by. He was talking about how Agadita, you have to darshan even more. You have to learn more from the Agadita. The problem is that the Rishayim also seem to, in their writing, they also seem to skip it by, and for us to darshan ourselves is a little difficult. But Kapanim, there's definitely a lot to learn from. I'd like to just mention two nekudas in this last Gemara that we learned. The Gemara said, Shloisha Dvarim Tzarachadim Lema B'Saif Be'Saif and Tzarachadim Memeru B'Nichusa. And then the Gemara said, Rav Ashi said, Anol Shmieli Hadar Abar Barachana B'Kiyamte Misvara. So we asked the Kasha last week, what is Rav Ashi saying? What is Rav Ashi adding? Rav Barachana also said it from a Svara, and he also says it from a Svara, so why, what's he here? So Maram Shif says that Rabbi Barbar Chana didn't say it misfarah. Rabbi Barbar Chana was made diyukim in the Lashon HaMishnah. It says Sarach Adam Loimar. The Lashon Loimar is Lashon Racha. He darshened. Sarach Adam Loimar, the Lashon Racha. B'soich Beisai, the Lashon B'soich Beisai, not Libeisai. Means you don't attack them. You just say it within the house. You talk about it. So Rabbi Bachana learned it from a diyukei haloshin. Rav Ashi says, I didn't make those diyukim in the loshin. I learned it misvara. I understood it that it has to be, I got to the same conclusion, but I got to that conclusion misvara. The Alei Shur in the Mavai to Perek Gimel, of course, Shar Gimel, is a very beautiful Hakdama there, where he talks about Musa Svarim. And his Nakuda there is how all the Musa Svarim, not all, but most of the Musa Svarim are different one from the other, in that they all create what he calls a Sulam Aliyah, a ladder of that a person uses to grow in Avodas Hashem. But it's a different ladder. Every sulam is different. The Mesilas Yesharim starts with Torah, right? That's it begins with Torah, maybe Liday, whatever it is. The Chavis Halvavis starts with davening, starts with Avaida, the first 10 Parakim are on davening, on Avaida. And the Igeres Ramban starts with Bein Adam L'Chaveirei. The very beginning of the Igeres Ramban, he talks about controlling kas. Also, he gets eventually to the other parts of Avodas Hashem. But the point that he's making is that within the Musa Svarim, it's not like a lot of people see Musa Svarim, you know, it's all the same, just all that I'm saying, behave, you go to Gehenna, and say it in different Lashonos. It's not that way. Each one has his own derech in pursuing Aliyah. And then he says all those three or four or five that he mentions, it's all one, like one school of thought. Then he says there are certain Musa Svarim that work with one mitzvah, be excellent, pick one mitzvah to be good in, and from that one mitzvah other things will come. Because the Darkei Shel Reb Sadia Gaon. Reb Sadia Gaon had a sefer, Emuna Bitachon. And there he talks about the Avaida of Musar, which starts with being excellent in one thing, taking one thing and being stark in that, and from there going to other things, which is not the same mahalach as the other svarim. I guess the Chafetz Chaim svarim are similar to that, right? The avoid of working on lashon hara, on minoras devarim, on chesed, on avas chesed. These things also. See, the point he's making is that the different Musa svarim have different mahalchim, different approaches. It's not just a lot of different ways of saying the same thing. Each Musa seif has its own derech aliyah. Now, for different people, different things are right. The person doesn't have to plug into every one of the Musa Svarim, but he has to find one of the Mahalchim in Aliyah. And each Mahalach is a Mahalach for itself. It's a Mahalach unto itself. right? You learn the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says how Rabbi Gamliel was the Rosh Hashiva, and they, when he was Mefazer, Rabbi Yeshua, so they did a rebellion and they deposed him, and they kicked out Rabbi Gamliel, and the Lozem Rezariah took over. And he takes to Arba Meis of Solomon, the Beis HaMedrash. So also, that's what is that? There's just two different mahalchim. Rav Gamliel had his mahalach, and Rav Loz Mazari had his mahalach. The Gemara is very interesting, because Rav Gamliel was Rosh Hashiva, and they forced him to step down. It says he was saying a shir, in the middle of his shir. They told the Metargamin to stop being Metargam. That's like, imagine, giving a shir, and you pull out the plug from the microphone. It keeps on speaking, no one can hear him now. And they said that his mahalach wasn't good for them, and they wanted a different mahalach, and they settled on Rabbi Elazar and Azariah. Gemara there, that story is famous. What's not so famous, the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel never missed a day in the Beis Medrash. Even when Rabbi Elazar and Azariah took over, so Rabbi Gamliel came, and he listened to the shir. And he kept on, the Gemara says, so they had an argument in the next Devar Halacha, and Rabbi Gamliel is one of the people arguing. It wasn't a political fight. They're just different mahalchim. There's this mahalach, that mahalach. So you see, the sharm doesn't work. So you try chavis alfadus. You try something else. Ravashi is saying that Rabbi Bar Barchana, he came to this conclusion. How his mahalach was, he made the yukim in the lush. So chadim loymar and the sech beisai, that was his mahalach. And he said, "Anoki ante minafshei." I came to the same thing. My avoda is minafshei. I started with the mahalach of being memayin and kas and kapedis, and that's how I got to the same conclusion. The musr is a big musr. There's one other kasha I had on Thursday that I didn't have a teretz to, and that was Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. Chanina ben Gamliel was Matal Amy Yisera B'Sech Beisei, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, it can't be Reb Chanina ben Gamliel Ei Treifis. Hashta behemtin shal tzadikim in a Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe takol al yadam tzadikim asma lekolshke. So the kasha we had was what kind of big tzadik was. I mean, to be on the level, they didn't a Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe takol as mistama of a tremendous level of tzidkis. So what's Rabbi Shur Chanan ben Gamliel was such a big tzaddik that it's impossible that maybe Takol al Yoda, and he was somebody that was Matalaymi Yisayir B'tech Beisai. It's very hard to understand. I saw Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer is Al HaTorah. Chassam Sefer in Parshas Ekev. He says something which is a tremendous chiddush. Maybe it's a chizuk a little. He starts with a Gemara Mesechtes Tainis. The Gemara Mesechtes Tainis, Daf Dalid, the Chassam Sefer says, the Gemara there says, Talmud Chacham Sorech Shiyehei Kosha Kabarzel. He says, Talmud Chacham has to be tough. Kosha Kabarzel means he has to be a captain. The Gemara in the next line says, Omer Ravina, Afilu Hachi Mibayi Leile Inish Lemelef Nafshe Benichusa. Nevertheless, a person should be calm. So he is that it doesn't follow. He's arguing. First Madi Yama says you have to be tough. Ravina says nevertheless we should be calm. So it seems Ravina's arguing. Ravina's not agreeing. And then he has some Agamara. Agamara says it's also to be matal aim in the Seir B'dech Beis. So what's pshat that Tamachacha should be tough, should be kosher kabazel. So some Sefer says that that there's a different hanhag in Eretz Yisrael and there's a different hanhag in Chutz Laretz. Eretz Asher Avoneha Barzel, that's from where we learn out that Tzarech Tamid Echam Shiyu Koshim Kabarzel. He said that in Eretz Yisrael you have to be a kaftan, you have to be Koshim Kabarzel. In Eretz Yisrael it's one hanhag. Okay, why? Stummy means it's the king's palace. You know, in the king's palace, if someone is mevaza the king, you have to do something. The king's life will die. If someplace, you know, in a bar at the other end of town, someone's mevaza the king, so you could be easygoing. So he says, in Eretz Yisrael, a person's supposed to be tough. In Chutz La'aretz, a person could be, that's where the other member says, there's not a steer. The first member is talking in Eretz Hashava, now Barzal, Tamachachum Tzoshieh, Koshika Barzal, talking in Eretz Yisrael. Ravina and Agamara talking about Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, a person is not allowed to be a tough person, the person has to be an easygoing person. It's a different derech of an hagah.
Why can't you be calm?
That's what he says. Why?
Why can't you be calm
in Eretz Yisrael?
No, why can't you be tough?
Why can't you be tough
and
chutzlar? Why can't you be both at the same time? Not to be both at the same time. Either you're a kafton or you're a benikusa. First of all, it's very hard to do it. And besides, a person is not a computer. You don't push a button. A person, either he's a kanoi, he's not a kanoi. Someone's a kanoi, he's a kanoi. Someone's not a kanoi, he's not a kanoi. It's very hard to go back and forth.
But the right,
there's a certain amount that nobody should do, but as I'm safe is saying, there's a certain level of kapdonus, which in Yisrael is okay, and chutzlaris is not okay. Now, you want to know what level? I'm not sure, but you see it. I think you see it. You look at Eretz Yisrael, and look here, I don't mean just everybody, even the G'dayla Eretz Yisrael, and the G'dayla Chutz La'aretz, it's a whole different anhaga, it's a different mahalach. The Chesed is a chiddush, you want to know why, how much, I don't know. But I think in Einu Raya is that it is that way. You know, like the Chazanish's mahalach and halacha was always, you know, you got to prove to me it's mutter. I don't mean to put down Chas V'Shalom, but the Chazanish, if it's similar, it's aser. You want to say it's mutter, you have to prove it. I don't think that was the hanhog of Lara Gedayla Chutz La'aretz. You know, it's different. So you have to know if it's mutter, it's awesome. It's not. It's a certain different mahalach in Avodah. It could be if Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, I'm sorry. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel lived in Eretz Yisrael, then it would be into the Akasha. With the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says the din of Lo Yei Adam Mati Yisera B'Tech Beisai is a din only in Chutz La'aretz. It's not a din in Eretz Yisrael. Now Avada, there's Eim Yisera, there's Eim Yisera Yisera, there's a certain level, but there's a bigger level in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz La'aretz. That's what he says. So if Reb Chanina ben Gamliel was an Amayra, the rule is an Amayra whose name starts with Rebbe lived in Eretz Yisrael. Right, and Amayra, his name starts with Rav. Unless he lived in Eretz Yisrael, then his name starts with the title Rebbe. This is Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel. I don't know if he was an Amayra at Tanum, but if he was an Amayra, then at least it makes sense that it could have been a tzaddik Amayra, not what he can. If he was a Tana, how do you know he's a Tana? That's a very good raya. If he was a Tana, then it could have been Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And if he was Eretz Yisrael, at least it would answer the cash. The top Taisis, I assume you learned, it's a famous Taisis, that the Behemter Shal Tzadikim rule only applies to Macholes Asurais, doesn't apply to other Averis. Taisis at the end asks from eating before Avdallah, drinking before Avdallah. Who was it at the end of Taisis? Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Ichli v'Toam Kaidim Avdallah. So he says, because it's not be'etzem ma'machole sasurais. Eating before Avdallah, it's awesome. But the thing itself is not treif. It's his mind that's treif. And that's not as chomer as ma'chole sasurais mamish. So there are a few nekudis in this taisis. First of all, there's a Trumas Hadeshem. There's a din of lois achilum. You're not allowed to give a cut and treifis to eat. It's aser to give a cut and be a dayim iser to eat at any time. Yet, we find that when they make kiddush in shul on Friday night in the big batik nesias where the minig is to make kiddush, and it's not kiddush makom suda, so the makadish can't drink. So the minig is they give it to ketanim to drink. The makadish makes kiddush, ketanim ayaitza with his bracha, and they drink. So the problem is lois achilum. You're not allowed to give iser b'yadayim to a katan. Even if al tzinuch it's not a problem, but you're not allowed to give iser b'yadayim. So Trumas Hadeshen says this Chiluk of Taisus. He says, Laisachilum is only if the Meichel is a Meichel that's Aser. But if the Meichel is not a Meichel that's Aser, it's just a Meichel that's Mutter, Bishas Iser, B'makim Iser, it's not B'makim Suda. So he says then it's Mutter. And that's how he answers this this minig. I think the Magen Avraham brings it in Hilchos Kiddush, this Trumas Hadeshen. It's a nafkamina lemaisa on Yom Kippur. Ketanim, you give ketanim to eat on Yom Kippur. And you're allowed to give them biadayim. You're allowed to feed them biadayim. Pashtos leisachimum. You're not allowed to give iser to a child biadayim. You have to put it in front of him and let him eat it. So in the Mikrai Kaidish, he's mesupik what to do on Yom Kippur. He says it's better to put the food in front of the child, let him take it himself. But according to this Trumas Hadeshen, it's very good. It's Taisus Chilik that a Macholos Asuris and Alav Givi Adai. But then it's not Be'etz a Macholos Asuris. Just it's Michael Amutim is Mana Iser, so that the Xeris Akot of Lais Achilum doesn't apply. Yeah, he calls it Ktsasakana, I think he says. There's one other food that would be the same thing, I guess. We had a Nesivis in Ksubis, we had it somewhere in Kedushin too. It's one of the famous Nesivis. Remember, the Nesivis said that an Issa Dairaisa is an Isser. Issa deraisa is issa chefta, but every issa de rabbanon is only an issa gavra. Let's say the rabbanon said you're not allowed to eat bishul akum. So bishul akum, the food itself, it's not the vart that the food is a davar tred. The pshat is that it's a din in the gavra that the person has to listen to the chachamim. You're mechuyav to listen to the rabbanon. The rabbanon said don't eat it. You're obligated to listen to the rabbanon and not eat an issa de rabbanon. But it's not that it's a chefzer like nevela. Nevela is also because nevela itself is a davar that's treif. It's derais. Bishulakum yain stam yainam. These are things which are only also mid rabbanon. They're an issa gavra. What was his nafkamina? Nafkamina, remember? If you ate it b'shaygeg, someone eats derais b'shaygeg, you need a kapara. Somebody needs nevela b'shaygeg, you need a kapara, you have to bring a certain yisurim need a carbon, certain yisurim need tshuva. The nesivus of chiddush was that if you eat an issa de rabbanon b'shaygeg, you don't need a kapara at all. You aren't over anything. What was the lamdus of the nesivus? Because the avera is not listening to the chachamim. You didn't disobey the chachamim. Right, but kibbut av, if your father wants you to do something, and you don't know about it, and you do the opposite, you weren't over on Kibbut Av. So you didn't violate the covenant of Ovid. You didn't know what your father wanted. So Nesivus is Mechadish that an Issa de Rabbanon B'shaygeg doesn't need a kapara. That was his Chiddush. What? Well, what he's saying is, if you eat it B'shaygeg, let's say you didn't know that it's Bishul Akum, you could have known. Legabe, not listening to the Chachamim, legabe that, you didn't do the Aver at all. You're less than a Nidus. You didn't disobey the Chachamim. You didn't know they told you not to eat it. Now maybe you should have found out that this thing was Bishalak. But the Hayos, you did a Bishaygeg, that was his Chiddush. An Aver Bishaygeg, the Rabbanon, Bishaygeg doesn't need Kapar. The problem is, this Taisvis, the Asvin Dairaisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel is Matmiya on the Nesivis. From the sugya behemten shal tzaddik, I mean, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it takal al yadam. That in Chulin, where this gemara is, it talks about isurim derabanan. It talks about demai. So it's an issur derabanan, and it says, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it takal al yadam, ein issur derabanan b'shegen." So it says that Hashem would never make a tzaddik eat demai, because ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it takal. But if you hold demai as an issur chefta, then I understand it's a takala. He ate demai. Gnai, he ate the mat. But if you learn like the Nesivis, that an Issa Drabbanon B'shaygeg is not an Aver at all, you didn't do anything. What'd you do wrong? Nothing. Frekta Asim Dei Reisa, Shver on the receivers from this Gemara that says Takala Ida Kosh Bachim Takala Yadam Bayad Rabbanim. That's his cash. What? Who did a Takala? What? Wait, for our Gemara. I'm talking about that Gemara. Beitin Demai. Okay, Beitin Demai, it's Ida Kosh Bachim Takala Yadam. So he answers, Rabbi Yosef Engel answers, that it could be a derabbanan, which is because of a chashash d'oraisa. Why is demai also? Demai is also because we're afraid it's really tevel. So a derabbanan, which is also because of a chashash d'oraisa, that could be as in a sechefza. That's how he answers. To me, it's very good there. What are you going to do with Tosfos? Eating before Havdalah is certainly an Issur Rabban. And Tosfos asks from Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, how could he eat before Havdalah? B'shoigeg, I ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takal al yadam. Now that's a Rabbanan, which is not Otu Macholes Issuris Deraisa. Eating before Havdalah is not Osir because it might be Treif. Eating before Havdalah is Osir because Havdalah has to be the first achilah shochayel. Has to be the first. You know, I'll do anything before Havdalah. So maybe it's a chashash. You'll forget Havdalah. Maybe it's a different hesber. But this lechayra is shver the nesivis, because here it's a drabanan, which is not a chashash deraisa. It takes the springs in. You know, maybe to call all the other.
Even though not going to include anything, but still
the call happens. Still a takala. What does takala mean? It's a stumbling block. But if it doesn't need a kapara, what kind of stumbling block is it? According to the Nesivis, what do you mean it shouldn't have happened? I mean, he should have remembered. Okay, so I don't know if the word takala, maybe it's a ganai. The Ketais used the Lashon ganai. Maybe it's a ganai. Certainly, but Yosef Engel is saying that the Rabbana, which is only a Rabbana, which is Atu Adaraisa, that's certainly on him, it's certainly Shver. Maybe the Sivis, he could say that it's still a ganai. Not a nice thing. It doesn't need a kapara. So, kapara, I mean, the Agadat is, there are a bit of. If you look enough, you find Mamdis and everything. I can't find Lumbus and all the Agadites, but let's see the next piece anyway. Good. Sholach le marukva le rabba laz. B'nei Adam ha'imdim olai u'biyadi le maisram le malchus mahu. There are people that are starting up with me, and I can report them to the government and they'll throw them in jail. Mahu, am I allowed to do it or not? So what were they doing to him already? What were they doing? Rashi says, "I'm the malai lacharei for lagadef." There, what does lacharei for lagadef mean? Just words. Kiruf and giduf means they're saying things that cause me trouble. Right? They're calling me names. They're cursing me. Right? Rashi doesn't say they were stealing from me. Rashi just says lacharei for lagadef. So yes, the shaylo mahu. Am I allowed to be meisim lamalchus? So when he answered him, sirtate. That's how it gets into this Gemara. Sirtate. Because of like amarti eshmara darki mechatoy b'lishayni eshmara lafi machsoim v'idrasha l'neg. That David Avella says that even when the Russia was l'negdi fighting with me, still I kept my mouth shut, put a muzzle on my mouth. Avo b'sharasha l'negdi eshmara lafi machsoim. So he listened to him, so he didn't do anything. Sholach lei, kometzarli tuva, it's getting worse. Lemitzina deikabu, I can't take it. Sholach lei, so now he sent him a different answer. Doim la Hashem vischayla loy. Doim la Hashem v'hu yapilei lo chalolim chalolim. That we darshin this pasuk to mean that if a person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to take nekama for him. Hashkin v'harav aleim lebeis hamedrish. V'hein kolum e'aleim. You turn to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, the Beis HaMedrash, Vais Teis, learn in the S'chus that you should be saved. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. Adav Yatzah V'pi Rebbe Laza, Nesnu L'Ganiva, V'koyla. And it happened. So here, again, the Gemara is teaching us two chidushim. First of all, to be Maisel Amalchus, you're not allowed to be Maisel Amalchus if they're just chepering you. Pnei Yeshua is Medayik from Rashi, Ho'indim Alai, Rashi says, L'chayref L'gadev. Vice dice, if they would be stealing from him, they would be causing him a hefsid, that would be mutter.
Why? The story is,
how did Rashi know that? Ho'indim Alai, maybe they were stealing from him. Pnei Yeshua learns in Rashi that vice dice, that if they would be doing not chirav and get, Rashi Dafka said l'chayref L'gadev, because if it would have been more, then it would be mutter, which itself is a chiddush. And the second thing is, there's a concept of Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim. A person is Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim. Tysus Hashkem brings from the Gemara that the Bava Kama, HaMeiser Dinei L'Shamayim Unenash Tchila. You know, if you have a dispute with somebody, you shouldn't say, okay, the Rabbeinu Shalom will leave it out. People say. So the Gemara there, Bava Kama, says that you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't, just like you shouldn't be Meiser down here, you shouldn't be Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim. So how did he do it? So Tysus says, if you have an option to go to court with the person, to go to Bezdin with the person, then it's an Isra Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim. So pain on you. You have a tefillah to somebody, take him to Bezdin. However, if you have no option, you have no option, the guy's stealing from you, we have no proof. So then Tysus says, Al Gemara is telling us that then you're allowed to be Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim. So Yeshua says that even that heter, to be Meisla Dino Shemayim, when you have no option, is only by Mitzara Lituva. Because he didn't tell him. The first message he told him, Eshmarela Pimachzai, keep your mouth shut. Which means typically you're not allowed to be Meisla Dino Shemayim even if you have no options. But if it's Mitzara Lituva, then you have the heter of Meisla Dino Shemayim. That's something which is put to hear in the Gemara. That's how Pnei Yeshua learns the Gemara. Yes. No, you couldn't bring him to Bezdin. That's the whole point. That's what they said. It was not shayach to bring him to Bezdin. It was chaperone. What are you going to take him to Bezdin for? So then it's mutter to be Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim. But let's say you have a tefillah on somebody for something that you could take him to Bezdin. Then it's mutter. Then it's also to be Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim. That was the first thing. He asked him, Kai Meiser L'Malchus. Mahu. He said, no. He didn't tell him, he said Mitzara Lituva. He still said, I'll give it over to the Malchus. But there's another thing you can do. Mitzara Lamalchus, awesome. Mitzara Lashamayim, now that's much. Mitzara Lituva, so he gave him the Yetzah, you can be Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim, and the Rabbi Hashem will take care of it. Excuse me? Someone knows a Yid, well, he has to go to Bezdin first. First, he has to go to Bezdin. When he goes to Bezdin, he has to solve it at Bezdin. But otherwise, Yeshua says that you're allowed to, for a moment, you're allowed to be Meiser Dinei. That's what he says. There are guidelines, so you're allowed to be Meiser Dinei. But if he's stealing from you, you can't think about it in Bezdin. So he says you're allowed to. That's what Yeshua says. The example of Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim in the Gemara in Bava Kama is mind-boggling. The Gemara says Sarah said to her husband, to Abraham, Chamasi Alecha. So the Gemara says that she was Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim. She said, I don't remember the Lashon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will settle between me and you. So it was an Irish for that. Sarah died before Avram. So she shouldn't have been Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim. That's the Gemara of Avakam. So Tosfos says, Akasha, what do you mean? If you're allowed to be Meiser Dinei L'Shamayim if you can't go to Bezdin. So if you can't go to Bezdin, what did Sarah do wrong? She said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be shayfit between us. So Tosfos answers, no. She should have taken Avram to the Bezdin Shal Shem. She could have gone and taken her husband to Bezdin. She had time on her husband, she should have gone to Bezdin. Since she didn't go to Bezdin, that's her aveir. Imagine nowadays a woman would take her husband to Bezdin. Right? If somebody would take someone, people get very insulted. Someone says, yes, I wanted to Bezdin, they get very, very insulted. It's a terrible thing. I had one of my mispalim. He was very upset. He came to me. He got a letter from a Beis Din. You have to get people on the other side. And I said, what letter did you get? He showed me it was Hazmana. It was Hazmana. So he came to me because it was a Hazmana from a Beis Din here from the yeshiva, from Rebelski. He says, Rebelski on his side, I guess someone on my side. So that's Rebelski on his side. Somebody said he has a tefillah. Rebelski didn't hear what the tefillah is. That's not how the way a Beis Din works. He sent you Hazmana. Hazmana means you go together with the other person. And each person says his taina, and you come out b'shalom. That's nowadays people get very insulted. They get hazmana to a din taira. Go to din taira. Yeah. There are a lot of crooked din taira. You go to crooked din taira is no good. But you go to a tip, you go, two people go. It's not something to be insulted about. So Taisa says, sorry, should have gone to Bezin. You had taina on a husband. You go to Bezin. Go to Bezin Shoshan.
Hazmana
without telling the story. You only allowed to say what it's about to the Safed Adayim. Safed Adayim, you have to tell them what it's about. It may be a ridiculous thing. You tell them it's a tefia regarding this, and then he sends Hazmana. But you don't say a tefia, it's the best, but it doesn't all listen to one side without the other. Let's see the Gemara Vaita. The only thing I didn't know here is Maruk says Havamina. What his Havamina was that you're allowed to be a Meiser, a little hard to know. What was his Havamina that it's Mutter? It could be, in Shulchan Aruch, when it brings this, it's Sugut Seifen Tira Chayshim Mishpat, it says, even though someone's a Rasha, you're not allowed to be Meiser Dinai. It could be Maruk says Havamina was since they're a Shayim that it's Mutter. It could be, but that depends if the neighbor was a Rasha. It's not so funny. Alright, next Meiser. What are we up to? A Zimra. Oh, this is a halacha. Zimra menolan da'asir. Shalach lulam ha'rokfa, Zimra menolan da'asir. Now, this Gemara should immediately amaze you. The Gemara says, now listen to music. Zimra menolan da'asir. How do you know I now listen to music? So Rashi says, Baruch Hashem. What did Rashi say? Zimra l'shayrer b'beis ha'mishtois. At a meal where wine is served. But that's zichas. To have wine at a meal, to have music at a meal where wine is served, unless it's through this mitzvah, like a chasana. So that's awesome. Menolan da'as. Asserted for kasavlu. Al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amim. It's a pasuk. That al tismach Yisrael, don't celebrate. Velishlach lehu mehacha. Bishir lo yishrona. Why did he send that pasuk? The answer is, from there I would think only music is awesome. But music with the mouth singing is mutter. Kamash malon that what? That they're both awesome, zimra de puma. That's not just Taman Agarit, that this is a halacha psukh in Shulchan Aruch. That there are restrictions on music, even Bapuma, where you're allowed to. Now the question is, what does Beis HaMishtois mean? This whole issue is the Beis HaMishtois. What exactly is Beis HaMishtois? Now if Beis HaMishtois means a meal that's kavua on shtia, on drinking, which we don't have now, usually don't have nowadays, maybe Purim or Sukkot Torah, but we typically don't have wine, meals that are based on wine. So Mela, there's no, the Mechaira wouldn't apply. How did Rashi know that this Gemara means only Beveis HaMishtois? So Taisvis says Zimra Manolan Da'as appears for countries Lashari Beveis HaMishtois. How did Rashi know? He says Chei Mashma the Karma of Lishvachu Mehacha Bishir La Yishtu Yayin. Why didn't the Gemara answer Bishir La Yishtu Yayin is only when you drink? How do you know it's also otherwise? Feist is that all along we're only talking about shir. Sani parabasu the site of Tanan, Mishra Butla Sanhedrin, Butl Shir, Bebeis HaMishtois. Shanemar Bishir lo yishtu yayin. Now look at the end of Tosfos. V'roi lahachmir b'kiyotza adahu b'Yerushalmi. It's proper to be machmir in a case similar to the Yerushalmi, davikoyim v'domach b'zimra. Person who went to sleep and got up with music, Shemis Aneg B'Yaiser, which is very enjoyable, Shir Shal Mitzvah Shari, Kikon Shosh Shasachopa Shasla Samech HaSamechah. This din, to get up and go to sleep with music is a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch without any chelkim. Many people like to go to sleep with music, like to wake up with music. In Shulchan Aruch, I don't believe there's any machlaikis. It says that it's awesome to get up. If you're ragel b'kach, you can do it once. But to be ragel b'kach is awesome. In camp, they play music when they wake everybody up. So camp b'chol is not a kash. They do a lot of strange things. They're not up to Shulchan Aruch. But it could be they hold only if you get up and go to sleep with music. Right? If you get up and go to sleep with music, so maybe if you're only getting up with music and not going to sleep with music, maybe it's mutter. Or maybe they hold that that music they play by reveille is not pleasurable at all, which may be so. But it's Allah p'suk and p'suk and shulchan aruch. If you're ragel b'kach, to go to sleep and get up with music is awesome. The shulchan aruch says this lashon. But from Shulchan Aruch itself, you only see getting up and going to sleep. That's all you see. Ramesha Weisdeis holds, like you're saying, the regilus. Ramesha has a tshuva about music. Before I tell you Ramesha, let me tell you the Rambam and the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber holds, and this is the Rambam in Hilchas Tainis, Perikei Alochi Yadalit, that there are two levels. Shira bipuma, singing is also only bebeis hamishtos. But shira demana, music with kelim, the Rambam holds is always also bezman hazeh, period. Except by esuvas mitzvah. Except by esuvas mitzvah, it's also to play music, to listen to music, period. Bezman chorben beis hamigdash ad hayay. How does he see it from the Gemara? So Rav Moshe's Masber in his Tshuva that there are two psukim. One pasuk shir leishtu yayin and one pasuk al tismach Yisrael. The Gemara says when you have both psukim, it's marba shira bapuma. If you have one pasuk, it's shira bakeli, two psukim, it's shira bapuma. So for mishteh, at a mishteh, you have two psukim. Shir leishtu yayin plus the pasuk of the first pasuk of Al Tismach Yisrael. So there, by shir, even bepuma is awesome. Not by mishta, you still have one pasuk. The first pasuk of Al Tismach Yisrael is talking not by mishta. So therefore, there it's aser afilu. It's muta bepeh, but it's aser the klei zemer. That's the Rambam shita. There's a third shita. In one of the tshuvas of Rambam, the Rambam holds that Sai Bepeh and Sai Bekeli is always Asur, except by mitzvah. That even singing Bepeh is Asur, and rather the Bach paskins that way. The Bach paskins that it's also always, except for Shas Mitzvah. Sai Bekeli, Sai Bepeh with a voice, but the Rambam, the Sefer HaAlacha, didn't paskin like in the letter. You know if the letter was later, earlier. And the Rambam paskins that Bapuma is mutter except for Beis HaMishtois, and otherwise, music is always also Bekele. Now, this is Shitas HaMechaber, the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber paskins this way. The Ramah argues, the Ramah brings Rashi, that this whole sugi is only talking the Beis HaMishtois. Rav Moshe, his tshuva is Mechadish. That even though the Ramah Taka learns Rashi this way, but it's not Mukhruch in Rashi. It could be that in the Maskana, the Gemara is Mechalek between Zimra de Pumba and Zimra de Keili. It could be Rashi and Taisis would be masking. It's not Mukhruch. That Rashi holds only Beis HaMishtois in the beginning, before we knew to be Mechalek, Rashi says Beis HaMishtois. In the Maskana, it could be that Rashi doesn't argue, maybe yeah, maybe not. And halacha l'maisa, Rav Moshe held that a person has to be machmir like the Rambam Shita, and that music, a person should never listen to music, period. That people should listen to music only for simchas mitzvah or tzarchei mitzvah. But otherwise, Rav Moshe's Shita was, the Rav Moshe's maida, the Rambam is not here. But Rav Moshe said that it's kedai to be machmir for the Rambam Shita, and music is always awesome. And music is always awesome. His tshuva is a chelak aleph, simin kuf samach vav. An archaim chelak aleph. So Moshe held this way, lamaisa. There was a very funny story that happened at one time. Somebody, there was a rumor going around, it's still around, that Moshe held that during Sfira, you're allowed to listen to tape music. Only live music is us and not tape music. How did that, that's not true, Moshe never said. How did the rumor come about? So I got somebody who was there, Bishas Maisa. Somebody came to Rav Moshe and asked him if you're allowed to listen to tapes of music on Sfira. So Rav Moshe told him, Ich halt, as is azay v'yagansiyar. Rav Moshe was trying to tell him that I hold us a whole year, so me, I'm the wrong person to ask. So he heard Rav Moshe said, azay v'yagansiyar, it's the same as a whole year. So he came back and he said, Rav Moshe said, tapes on Sfira are the same as a whole year. And that's how this whole rumor began. But that's Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Moshe Shita, again, Rav Moshe was my dad, Ramah's math here. But he said that it's kedai lahachmir, not to listen to music or put a whole industry out of business, but that would be better for us or worse, I'm not sure. But yeah, Moshe held not to listen to them. What? The Zaira is on music. It's an instrument that plays music. What's the difference if the instrument plays music because someone pushes a button that makes the music? Or if you push play and that makes the music. It's the same, it's an instrument that makes music. But why is a tape any different than a synthesizer? It's exactly, a scientist will tell you a synthesizer and a tape recorder is the same thing. It's an electric impulse that makes a sound. What? Recording of just voices? Rabbi would be us, it's still a tape. But, recording of voices, we must not do that. Anyway, this was Rabbi Shishita that Zebra is us. Now that's besides what? Yeah, by Chasna, certainly, what that Taisa says. There is a second shuv in Nigris Maisha, which Ramesha holds as Alpidin, he's not Maidir Ramah, is Matthew. And that is, he has a tshuva about singing psukim. It's a separate sugi in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to sing psukim. The Gemara has a very strong lashon about singing psukim. And Ramesha writes, he doesn't know, he sees chassidim v'anshei ma'aseh sing things that are psukim. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't know what it's based on. And he says, Ulai, he has a shtickle pshat. But Lamaisa singing psukim pashtus is aser. All the old zmiris are not psukim, tzur mishalai and baruch kelelia and yam zemechubat. They're not psukim, yidid nefesh. You know, they also knew you can make music from psukim, but they sang things that were not. The old songs were not psukim. Rav Palm said that the reason people are makel to sing psukim is because they're doing it to get a chizuk from the meaning of the psukim. As if you want to have music and they're using psukim for music, that's awesome. But if you want to have chizuk from a pasuk and you're singing it to yourself in order to get a chizuk. So I remember I asked him then at a wedding, you know, before benching, they sing Shir HaMalos. So what's that to sing Shir HaMalos? So Rav Palm said, yeah, everybody's thinking about the Churban, you know, at the end of a wedding, right before benching, you think about the Churban. So, you know, I said, yeah, you're right, you know, thinking about the Churban. But I don't know, it's a chumra that I was personally naive all the years. I'm not a big singer anyway, but that psukim, not to sing psukim, it seems to be something which is at best a shayla. If you sing psukim, at least to take that on, to be mechaven, the meaning of the words. Mechaven, the meaning of the words in your singing, it singing has an aliyah also. It's a different singing. What? That's what it says. Teruch HaGeras Sak. The Gemara says that someone made music out of a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So the Gemara says that the pasuk goes to the Kisei HaKavod, Segera Sak, the Asuni Banecha Zimra. The children made me Zimra, Shir, I don't remember the Lashon Gemara. So Ramesh is Mataritz, maybe Dafka Shir HaShirim, the Gemara means, and not others, but it brings around, I think, that says it means Afilu Shir HaShirim, which is Shir HaShirim. That could be a hetter if you're doing it for. If you're doing it, you know, there is a maila, you make a song out of a pasuk. People know the psukim. Now I'm learning Tehillim now a few nights a week when I look. If it's a pasuk, it's a song, so everyone perks up, you know. Right, they never knew what it meant, now they're going to know, but okay, mistam, if someone sings a pasuk and machav in the words, it's mistam and it's a deraisa. Tfila is a vaydish of a lay. Someone says words and is machav in the meaning. So that's tfila. What? So you could say it, I don't know if that means sing it. So, well, you don't gain anything by the singing. The singing is not most of it. So maybe he means to sing it to the chavin to thank the Rabbi Nishan. Next Gemara. Amalei Rafuna by Nosma Rav Ashi. My Diksiv, Kina, Vidimaina, Ve'edada. These are cities in Eretz Yisrael. Right, Dimona is where they have the nuclear reactor. Kina, Vidimaina, Ve'edada. Amalei, Maspasa, Eretz Yisrael, Kachashu. This is the cities of Eretz Yisrael. Amalei. Amalei Yadana, the Maspasa, Eretz Yisrael, Kachashu. Didn't I know that they're counting cities? Ella. Rav Gavia, Me'argiza, Amar, Bot Taima. He darshan, you know, darshan Rishuma, he darshan the names. If you have some tviya on your chaver and your silent, sheichin adayad oisaleidin. The Rebbeinu Shalom straightens it out. Amalei elamayata tziglag umidmana v'sinsena hachinami. You got one for that? Amalei. You have a Rav Gavia mibiagiza hacha havama b'taymon. Look, I can't darshan these things, but there are people who could. Ravacha mibechazua amar ba hachi. He did darshan. Kol mishesh leitzakas legima al chaveira v'daymen. Shaychin b'snei oisaleidin. Is this a big chiddush? This is tzakas legima, Rashi says, means shegoisel mimenu. And he's still quiet. So shaychin b'snei oisaleidin. He behaves like shaychin b'snei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaychin b'snei is a remez that is imay b'tzara. And oisaleidin, the Rabbeinu Shalom, does din. Amalei resh kalusa rafuna. Kalila minolon da'asar. Alright, this is zeichel amigdash. Kalila. There are different shatim here. I think Taisa says it means some type of a chuppah they used to hold over the chasm. Or it means some type of a, according to Rashi, means something that the chasm wore. Amalei midrabanan. It's this a drabanan. Ditnam bepulmish alas besainus gazra ala taris chasanim vala irus. They made a gezeira that zechel churban to be memayit in the celebration of a Beis HaMikdash. So certain Taurus Hassanim they abolished, and Ira, certain type of bell they abolished. Adahachi, kam Rafuna lafnuye, Rafuna stepped out, amalei Rav Chisda kroksiv. There is a remez in the pasuk, kayam Hashem alakim, haser hamitz nefes, v'horeim ha'atara. Which we're going to dash in a minute to mean, haser hamitz nefes, when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the mitz nefes, horeim ha'atara. So then Hassanim shouldn't be wearing the atara. Zois loy zois, Shigemar will dash in a minute. Hashvela hagbei v'agavaya hashvel. Lower the those who are high, the bali gaiva go down, and the bali the onav goes up. B'chim ha'inim it's nefes it's la Torah v'loy malach b'zmanshem it's nefes b'roish kain gadol Torah b'roish kol adam. It's dalek mitz nefes b'roish kain gadol istarka Torah m'roish kol adam. Adahachi asrafuna ashbichinu daviyasvi amalei holikim idrabana. It's really only a drabana. Ella, chista shemach, b'chista milach. He said a nice word, but it's not the pshat. It's not to tell us that it's anything more than a drabon. Ravina Ashchel Amar Ravashi, Dava Gadol Kalila Labarte. He saw he was making some type of a ornament for his daughter for the chasana. Amalei leSavul Amar Hase Mitznefes v'Horei Ma'atara. Amalei Dumi the Kain Gadol Begavri. It means to me the Kohen Gadol that Zechel Churban the men don't wear anything special at the wedding. Ava b'nishi lai, but women they wear everything special. So that's the way it is. Arayim, a man by the chasna wears whatever he wears, and a woman has special things. Mai zois loy zois, the middle words in the pasuk. Darshav avira zimnin amalei mishmei de ravani zimalei mishmei de ravasi b'shah shamar kadosh baruch hu Yisrael haser hamatz nefes v'horei ma'atara. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu said this, Amru Malchi Asharis, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Bainu Shalom, Zayis Lai Yisrael, Shekdimu Lufanecha Besina Inasta Lanishma, Zayis, this is what you're doing? Amalahen, loizais, lahen Yisrael, it's not deserving to Yisrael. Sheshpilu es agvayag vigviu es ashafel vehemidu tzelam tzelam behechel. So therefore, the Kaviyachal the Rebbeinu Shalom answered that after the Churban, there's an obligation to be memayit. The Siman Shulchan Aruch Tuf Kuf Samach talks about things that are zechel l'migdash. Sadly, almost everything in that siman, it's the only siman in Shulchan Aruch where almost everything people ignore b'zman hazeh. Shulchan Aruch, it says that at a chasana you should have one less dish than you would normally have, zechel l'migdash. It doesn't say which one, you can cut out anything. I can't imagine what they're cutting out of the chasanas nowadays that they could possibly have that they're not having. It says in Shulchan Aruch that at a simcha you should have an empty place setting, which is empty, and it's there zeichel l'chorban. I don't know exactly how you do it, because there's always an empty seat at a chasana. But it says to have something like that special zeichel l'chorban. People don't do it. It says in the homes that you should leave an amal ama zeichel l'chorban. In the person's home, you should leave an amal ama near the entranceway, which is Shulchan Aruch, it says when you plaster, you should leave it unplastered. Today most people don't plaster, but a lot of gedolim in their homes, there was Rapam always had an amal ama over the staircase going up, that it wasn't wallpapered. There was no wallpaper there, and that was an amal ama zechel l'chorban. And what? It's supposed to be visible. It's supposed to be that anybody who comes in would notice it. And that's the Zeichel L'Chorban. So I don't know. I remember a Bick's house where Moshe Bick had, his wall was painted with stenciling. Okay, it's not so in style. It's a decoration on the painting. So he had an Amal Amah right where you walked in where it was left out. But the Amay Nam doesn't leave it out. And it's a funny thing because Rav Palm, one time I came to his house and the Amal Amah wasn't there anymore. So I think if you go today, it's not there. So I asked him what happened. He said they had a painter in the house and the painter saw that the wallpaper somehow peeled in one spot. So he did a service, he put it back. You know. So it was put back. So it says, before you have to take it off. Just, you know. So the funniest thing is, I had in my house also, it's an Amal Amah right where you walk in, right over the doorway on the left. And exactly the same thing happened. When we painted the living room, the fellow saw that there was no wallpaper there, so he put it back. So, but it's an interesting thing that most people never heard of this Amal Amah business. And virtually every, the only thing that's still kept religiously that says in that siman is that a chassan should break a glass at a wedding. That's kept. I was at a wedding recently, and the chassan broke the glass, and I saw he was like stunned. Like he hesitated, and then the music started. So I went there, I picked it up, I opened it up, it was a light bulb. Not only was it a light bulb, it was a small light bulb, like you would have like a flash bulb sized light bulb they put in, for him to break, so he didn't feel breaking anything. So I was standing there with Rav Per from Farakle. Incredible! Incredible. So he made them bring a glass and use the glass. As in a different wedding, the chassan broke the glass. They gave me the glass. It was a broken glass. The caterer figured, why should you waste a good glass? And Mishnah Berurah says there has to be a good glass. It has to be a not broken glass that you break. So here they're spending thousands of dollars on a wedding. And you know, if it is one glass that costs a dollar, so this they tried to save money on it. But it's in line with the whole Yetzirah of not doing the Zechel L'Chorban. So, proponent of the Siman Shulchan Aruch. The next thing is the Inyan of Tzedakah. There is Lamdus, and the next thing is a Stira Shulchan Aruch, whether an Ani has to give Tzedakah. I think it's Siman Reish Mem Ches in Yeredeya. It's a Shach. I think it's a Tzivkot now, if it's a Stira. And they're already Mefarshim, they look around. There's Nigus Meish on it also. And whether somebody who doesn't have enough money is Mechuyiv with Tzedakah, not Mechuyiv. So that will do tomorrow. Please make sure you learn the full Gemara and you learn it properly.